I remember just reading through the scripture, trying to find the answers. We fasted together. We memorized all the scriptures we could find on temptation. We just did whatever we could think of to do. My husband was reading any book he could get his hands on that he thought might have the answer in it. But I remember particularly reading in Romans 6 and Romans 7. And especially when we got to Romans 7 and Paul was saying, those things that I don't want to do, those are the things I find myself doing. And those things that I want to do, those are not the things I find myself doing. Oh, wretched man that I am, who can save me from this sin? And then he said, so I thought, well, that sounds exactly like my husband. The answer must be here. I must have just missed it last time I read. I mean, I found the answer. So I'm reading on. And it said, but thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And I read some more and I thought, okay, what else? What else are you supposed to do? Because I thought it must be a little, but that is the answer. Jesus is our victory. Jesus has set us free. Jesus did pay the price. Just like the song we said, there's power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Jesus broke those chains of bondage if we would only believe it. And that's, of course, part of my husband's message, to believe what the Word of God says about us. But at that time when I was reading it, I didn't understand. How do you do this? And that's what I want to share with you today, how God took us down that journey together. I remember when Jimmy Swaggart fell. Now, probably just the people my generation and up remember him, but I can still remember that day. And then just thinking, oh no, there really is no hope. If he can't make it, nobody can. There's no way my husband's going to, Jimmy Swaggart can't even get free. But we found out later, as God took him through the journey and taught him that he needed to humble himself, that was something that Jimmy Swaggart didn't do. He didn't go to someone and say, I have this struggle. And but one year when our oldest daughter was just a baby, we decided we would take a trip to Holland, because my husband's parents were both born in Holland, so we wanted to go, you know, visit relatives and see cousins and things like that. But one day we decided we'd just take a trip into Amsterdam and go sightseeing. And I don't know if any of you know anything about Amsterdam. Bad, bad. That's right. Bad, 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 bad. It's like pretty much that's it. Anything is available. Everything is offered right out there for you and legal, in the windows, advertising, it's all there. And